Good morning, Rob. Good morning, listeners.
We've had quite a few people saying, where is Geoffrey Hayes?
How kind of them.
They're intrigued. They want to find out where you've actually been. I remember seeing you on a TV commercial. Was it about 19... Well, it would be 2000, would it?
Yeah, 2000, yeah.
That was for Virgin Phones, was it?
That's right, yeah.
So, going back to Rainbow then, because everybody remembers you from Rainbow. Rainbow finished in 1992, is that correct?
We finished making the programmes at the end of 92, but it carried on, I think, on satellite till about the end of 93.
Right. So what was the decision there to end it? I mean, because like in America, they get kids' programmes on for years and years and years.
Well, it was all because Thames lost their franchise, there was a lot of... I'm very careful what I say here, listeners, because I could get into trouble. somebody got the rights to Rainbow, but a lot of people wanted to make it, but somebody got the rights and they held on to them and then brought back this, what I call, a rather nasty version of it, a cheap version, if listeners might remember that.
I saw a video of it in one of the shops, and I looked at it and I thought, well, this isn't the one that I know.
No, and it didn't last very long because it just people didn't like it, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
So that's how we, the original gang, we never got to carry on doing it. There was a lot of sort of skullduggery going on.
Right.
And that's what I'm prepared to say without a lawyer by my side.
So is there videos of the original series available on DVDs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I occasionally get checks for 2 and 9 pence. for the old Rainbows, yeah.
Yeah. So, and there's reading, there's an article this year, they actually bought the Bungle, the costume for Bungle?
About a year ago when I was doing the Edinburgh Festival, there's a Bungle costume came up for sale, which I bought and used in the one-man show I did at Edinburgh.
Yeah. So you still, is that what you do now then? You do the one-man shows?
Funny enough, what we do now is it's all retro stuff, isn't it, these days?
It is, yeah.
We go down around clubs, nightclubs and universities, doing cheesy 70s disco and sort of banter and stuff like that.
Yeah?
Which is great fun. I mean, it's very well received, and I thoroughly enjoy doing that.
I'm sure that'll make a great radio show as well. Geoffrey and the Gang. Wait, what do you call, what name do you use?
The Rainbow Gang, yeah.
The Rainbow Gang?
Yeah.
That'd make a great idea for a radio show.
Yeah, well, we'll come and do it on Magic.
Yeah. I'll have a word with the boss, people upstairs. So, when somebody said to me, I'm going to interview Geoffrey Hayes, they said to me, you've got to ask me about Bungle.
Yeah.
Because when Bungle went to bed, he had the pyjamas on in the daytime. He wasn't wearing anything then.
That's right, he's a confused nudist. I mean, it really all happened because we were doing a programme about nighttime and getting ready for bed and cleaning your teeth and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I kind of had to put on pyjamas. Yes, I know, looking back, it does look silly. He puts pyjamas on and walks around naked during the day.
Yeah. So do you still keep in touch then? Because there was Rod, Jane and Freddie on there. Do you still keep in touch with those?
Yeah, I see Jane and Freddie because they live quite close by to me. So I see them from time to time. Because Bungle, Zippy and George, I see a lot because we do these gigs together and occasionally pantos together. So we do keep in touch, yeah.
And I remember interviewing yourselves, it must have been about a good 10, 12 years ago now, when you was appearing at a Davenport Theatre in Stockport.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I remember the interview, the fellow who played, am I correct in saying the fellow who played Bungle was also a fellow who played the Dalek in Doctor Who?
No, the voice of Zippy and George was Roy Skelton. He was also the Dalek in Doctor Who, the voice of the Daleks.
Because I think he's been in the paper recently as well. He might be doing the new voice of Doctor Who as well.
Yeah.
I remember reading that.
Yeah.
So you keep him busy then?
I remember you, Rob, actually.
You do?
It all comes back now. I'm at Davenport. Yes, we've been doing our Rainbow Road show.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah.
As I say, it must be about 91, maybe 90.
Yes, right about then, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a long time.
Yeah. But,
so besides you doing the Rainbow Gang roadshows, anything else you're up to?
No, well, we've got something. I don't want to talk too much about it, but there's a couple of script writers who are writing a sitcom.
Yeah.
Kind of looking at the Rainbow people in the land now, in the year 2004, in the adult world, and the pilot I've seen is very, very funny.
Right.
It's a bit off the wall, but I think it would appeal to those people who remember Rainbow.
Well, I've got to say, because it is retro, isn't it? Retro sort of period, and people, obviously like me, I grew up with Rainbow, and other people that grew up with it, they can just relate to it as well.
Yeah.
And it is a big pity that it's no longer on the TV. It really is, especially for my kids growing up. You know, like, always used to say, oh, have a look at Rainbow. And I have to get a DVD and let them have a look at it.
Yeah, because I meet quite a lot of, you know, mums and dads who were my audience years ago, who've got their own families now. They're saying, oh, we're showing them, you know, old videos of Rainbow. My little kid is loving it.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the age of 3 or 4, I suppose it's not dated for them.
Yeah, and it's not repeated anywhere, is it, on any channels?
No, I think we occasionally get a little odd overseas sales, but no, sadly not.
It's a pity, that, a big pity.
Yeah.
And listen, I'll let you get on then, Geoffrey, but it's been nice talking to you and finding where you are now.
Okay, Rob.
And good luck with the TV show.
Yeah, and don't leave it another 10 years, 14 years before we speak again.
I won't do.
Bye.
Sadly, we never got to speak again. He died on the 30th of September in 2018 at the age of 76. It was a pleasure to speak to Geoffrey Hayes.